Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy, very pleased to be joined this morning by Jesse Jane Duff. Good morning to you, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators. Glad you're with us.
And joining us on the line right now is Rick Klein, ABC News political director, to talk about what's been going on in your United States Senate with the nomination. There's been a lot of overnight testimony from Democrats regarding Bessie DeVos, the president's choice to be the Secretary of Education. Cut 19, if I could, please, a little bit of what is going on. Here's what it's been sounding like overnight.
And DeVos's agenda means fewer teachers and resources and worse schools.
A former public school teacher in Indianapolis wrote, "I watched all of Betsy DeVos's Senate confirmation hearing. As the minutes turned by, fear, fury, and grief."
Well, you get a sense of what the Democrats are saying right now. Let's just turn to Rick Klein. Rick, this is sort of a nail biter. This is a very close vote.
It's 50-50 as of now, so that means just one more vote, one more Republican joining the Democrats, and the two Republicans sink the nomination. As it is right now, if the vote were to happen the way we expect, Mike Pence is going to have to come over to the Capitol to cast the tiebreaker, and that's never happened before in the history of nomination fights that you had a 50-50 tie that had to be broken by the Vice President of the United States.
That's pretty interesting, and that's an interesting historical fact. I was just reading here this morning that in the entire history of the United States, vice presidents have only been called to the chamber to break ties on 244 occasions. So it's rare for it to happen at all. It's extremely rare to happen. I guess it's never happened before when it comes to a nomination from the president.
That's exactly right. And what makes this interesting is there's a template here that Democrats feel like they may be able to recreate. Even if they don't block Betsy DeVos, they've gotten the public's attention with this one. We've heard tales of tens of thousands of calls and letters and emails flowing into Capitol Hill. Of course, two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins from Maine, have said they will oppose the nomination, which is a rather unusual thing for a president of their own party. This seems to have resonated, and I think Democrats feel like even if they can't block this one, then at least they'll have something to build from for the next one or the next fight that they have with President Trump.
This is Jesse. What are you looking at? What does this mean? Do you feel that, you know, that in the future we're going to see, like you said, this precedence? Do you feel it's going to happen also with the remaining nominations? We're going to be going through this arm wrestle?
Well, I think there's another nomination in jeopardy. Andrew Puzder, who the Labor Secretary just acknowledged overnight that he actually hired an undocumented worker in his household at one point. And that's something that has sunk nominations in the past. But even beyond that, I think there's a grassroots organizing that can have impact that, again, Democrats can join with a couple of Republicans. There's just nothing more small-D Democratic than the idea that constituents contact a member of Congress, member of Congress votes according to his or her sense of what their constituents want. That's why you have the attention on the DeVos hearing today, and that's what the Democrats hope is their model going
well,
forward.
Well, you say grassroots, and look, I think that grassroots outrage that being expressed by the public is extremely rare these days. It's almost always pretty organized. And isn't it true that in this particular case, it's being organized by the teachers' unions who oppose this nomination?
Oh, of course. I mean, and no one should pretend that there's anything that happens in 2017 politics.
That's authentic.
That
That's right.
Professionals involved. But again, I don't know that it changes things. I mean, people are willing to contact a member of Congress, whether they were told to by a teachers union or a lobbyist organization. The same thing happens on gun rights bills or when the NRA gets involved. These are real people that have their voices. And if they didn't have a political voice that members of Congress thought about, members of Congress would ignore it because they know the game too. So I agree with you. It's not this organic thing that happened in every second grade classroom across the country, but that doesn't take away from its potency.
Well, Democrats have been successful in slowing down the pace of these nominations. There's little doubt about that. If they want to claim victory on that, they can certainly do it because these have been trickling out slowly because Democrats have dragged their feet every step of the way. But I understand one of the interesting things about DeVos is they have to have her vote first because they need Jeff Sessions' vote as a senator before they take up his nomination.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, if Sessions were to happen before Betsy DeVos, he'd no longer be United States Senator, and now it's 50-49 instead of 50-50. So an interesting quirk of the timing.
One of the things that has been said is that the Republicans are saying the nominations haven't been this slow since George Washington. At this same time, what was it with President Obama? There were 14 nominations already completed, roughly. From your database in your brain, when's the last time you saw it move this slowly? Or
never. Actually, I mean, we actually went through and found all the vacancies for a new president going back to George Washington. There were more current vacancies in the Trump cabinet than all of those presidents combined. Now, it's not an exact comparison because some nominations took a little while. You had new presidents come in, new cabinet agencies created. But the idea that the president starts fresh, he puts the names out there, they don't get confirmed. There is no precedent ever in American history for this many unconfirmed nominations this late.
All right. You are correct that there is one other one that is overnight. There's been sort of a little blip on the radar about the labor secretary nominee and perhaps having hired an undocumented worker in his home. How serious is that one? Is it just starting to gain any momentum?
Well, they've already delayed this nomination a couple of times, and labor groups are very much engaged in this fight even before this came out. And again, this has been enough for nominations to be pulled in the past.
Yeah, especially Supreme Court nominees, as I recall. Yeah,
that's right. So I'm curious to see what the reaction is on Capitol Hill, particularly given the attention that's being given to Betsy DeVos. Usually these nominations only become kind of national political stories if they're in jeopardy, if the sharks start circling. And I think they are when you start talking about the kind of revelations that have come out about Puzder at Labor.
Big picture, though, the Democrats have been objecting to just about everything that this administration has done. And I have been reading in certain articles about how some Democrats are concerned that if they fight everything, at some point, maybe do they anesthetize the public to their complaints and they don't have as much impact?
Yeah, I think you have to choose your battles. And you can't dial up the outrage meter to 100 every time the president acts. Otherwise, you're not going to be the boy who cries wolf. I think that's one issue that's facing them right now with the Neil Gorsuch nomination at the Supreme Court. Do you want to go all the way in opposing it when you know that President Trump is probably going to get another pick or two in his 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very possible that he does. And so do you want to go all the way for someone that may not be that objectionable when it's not a swing vote? I think, look, it's a new president. People are feeling out his political potency, and I think they're also making calculations about if we do this, how is he going to react? How does it impact other things? None of these things are happening in a vacuum.
Is it your judgment that Mitch McConnell will indeed pull the trigger on the nuclear option for Supreme Court nominees if Democrats try to block this thing in a serious way?
Yes, I think the Republicans have been pretty clear that there's going to be an up or down vote on Judge Gorsuch one way or the other.
Yeah.
And the other way is that it's a nuclear option.
All right. Listen, thank you so much, Rick Klein, ABC News political analyst and political director. I'm sorry. Thanks for joining us here. Appreciate it.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.